A Canton man has pleaded not guilty in connection with the death of a 71-year-old woman. 66-year-old Randall Talmadge was arraigned today in Stark County Common Pleas Court on charges of involuntary manslaughter and failing to provide for a functionally impaired person. Investigators say Lola Streetman was found dead in May 2021, with medics reporting possible signs of neglect. Two co-defendants, Sierra Talmadge and Phyllis Green of Canton, have also pleaded not guilty. All three are scheduled to return to court for a pretrial hearing May 20th. A Canton woman found dead Tuesday afternoon is being remembered as a devoted and loving family member. 46-year-old Charisse Otis was discovered near Nimishillen Creek along 3rd Street Southeast. Police say her body was found wrapped in blankets and bound. Her family says she was dedicated to caring for loved ones and shared a close bond with her twin sister. Police continue to investigate her death. A memorial is planned for today. A Canton woman is scheduled for arraignment Monday after being charged with OVI and child endangering. The Highway Patrol says 38-year-old Christine Lewis was pulled over just before 5 Thursday afternoon near Cleveland Avenue and 16th Street Northwest in the city. She allegedly had a blood alcohol level of 0.216, more than twice the legal limit. Troopers say four children were in the vehicle, ranging in age from 2 to 9. Lewis is being held in lieu of bond at the Stark County Jail. An Alliance man is facing OVI-related charges following a Monday night crash in the city. It happened around 9:15 in the 400 block of East State Street. Police say 62-year-old Dwayne Knott was operating an electric wheelchair when he was struck by a car while crossing the road. He allegedly showed signs of intoxication after the crash and was taken to Altman Hospital for treatment. Knott was later released on his own recognizance and is scheduled to appear in Alliance Municipal Court today. A woman is in custody in connection with a theft case involving an elderly Canton man. 35-year-old Erica Wenzel of Plain Township was arrested Thursday, while co-defendant 43-year-old Jason McBroom of Mogador was apprehended last month. A Stark County grand jury indicted the pair in February, accusing them of stealing between $1,000 and $7,500 from the victim between November 2025 and January. Wenzel is also charged with grand theft and unauthorized use of a vehicle, involving allegations she used the man's credit card and car without permission. Wenzel is scheduled for arraignment today in Common Pleas Court. A Canton man is scheduled for arraignment today following gunfire in the city. 21-year-old Case West was arrested Thursday after he allegedly opened fire on a roadway. Police also say he was found with a loaded gun in a vehicle. West was wanted on multiple warrants. He faces charges of discharge of a firearm, improper handling of firearms, and having weapons while under disability. Governor Mike DeWine has announced more than $3.4 million in funding to help reduce violent crime across the state. The money will be distributed to 44 law enforcement agencies in 28 counties through the Violent Crime Reduction Grant Program. The Stark County Sheriff's Office will receive more than $135,000 and Canton Police about $44,000. The Mahoning County Sheriff's Office will get roughly $297,000, the Portage County Sheriff's Office nearly $100,000, and the Tuscarawas County Sheriff's Office just over $9,000. Officials say the funding will support investigations, targeted patrols, and new technology to help fight violent crime. An Alliance police officer battling leukemia will be honored at a fundraiser tomorrow. The event for 22-year veteran officer Shannon McCalla will be held at Courtney's Banquet Center. Proceeds will help cover medical expenses while he undergoes chemotherapy and is unable to work. Tickets are $15 and will include dinner, raffles, and a silent auction. A drug delivery through the mail has led to federal charges for a Windham man. The Portage County Sheriff's Office says 37-year-old Grant Wilcox was arrested last month after investigators intercepted a package containing about 140 grams of pressed methamphetamine. The operation involved the Portage County Sheriff's Office, U.S. Postal Inspectors, and the DEA. Wilcox is also facing separate federal charges, including bank, wire, and postal fraud, and evidence was seized from his home during a search warrant. About 20 homes were evacuated Thursday afternoon in Sebring after a contractor hit a gas line while installing fiber optic cable. Officials say two gas leaks formed in the area between Pennsylvania and Oregon Avenues and 13th and 14th Streets. Emergency officials also feared approaching thunderstorms could trigger an explosion. No injuries were reported, but storms also caused a temporary power outage across the village. The Salem School District is searching for a new superintendent following the recent death of Sean Kirkland. The Board of Education posted the position Thursday, with applications available on the district website. Interviews are expected to begin in May, and officials hope to hire a new superintendent by June 1st. Jamie Kimatz is currently serving as interim superintendent. A Columbiana County judge has upheld the dismissal of a lawsuit involving the Penn, Ohio landfill in Negley. Common Pleas Judge Megan Bickerton denied a motion to reconsider, sticking with her prior ruling that the case failed to state a valid legal claim. The suit was filed by Dennis Wallace of East Palestine, who alleged fraud and damage to a historic mound site. The judge ruled the complaint lacked specific facts and legal support. A Youngstown man has been sentenced to prison after pleading guilty to rape charges. 45-year-old Joseph Stevens was ordered to serve 6 to 9 years in prison Thursday in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court. Prosecutors say two other rape counts were dismissed as part of a plea deal. The case stems from a 2023 assault, and Stevens was also classified as a Tier 3 sex offender. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.